Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Precious metal prices traded mixed Tuesday on mild profit-taking and a firmer dollar. U.S. stocks rose on upbeat investor sentiment after tech stocks rebounded from a brutal sell-off last week. And now in the news. Gains in precious metals are occurring despite better risk appetite in the marketplace, reports Kitco. Importantly, recent sideways and choppy price action in gold has produced a bullish coiling pattern in the daily bar chart, suggesting the market is storing up energy for a bigger price move coming soon. And the odds favor that that price move will be to the upside. Well, America's young people have veered to the left, writes P.J. O'Rourke in an excerpt from his newly released book, A Cry from the Far Middle, posted at New York Post. What's the matter with kids today, he asks. Nothing new. As soon as children discover that the world isn't a nice place, they want to make it nicer. And wouldn't a world where everybody shares everything be nice? But kids are broke, so they want to make the world nicer with your money. From each according to his ability to each according to his need is a deeply stupid and completely impractical philosophy, says PJ. And yet, there is a place where it works. This place is my house and your house. From each according to mom and dad's ability, not to mention the ability of mom and dad's Visa card and credit line and bank loans to pay for student tuition. It was bound to happen, a backlash from big corporations on working from home, writes Ben Carlson at A Wealth of Common Sense. This week, PJ Morgan told senior employees that they and their teams must return to the office by September 21st. According to Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, the five-day work week will become a 4 days in the office and 1 day virtual at home, and this will begin about 12 hours after a vaccine is approved. And lastly, it's back to school time, and in 2020, this season is the time of anxiety in the face of a global pandemic, reports Aspen Institute. No one really knows if sending our children back to school this fall is a good idea. If we can make a real assessment of the place that education has in our society, we can have a more constructive conversation about what schools need to be doing now, whether face-to-face or virtually. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.